This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أَعَاذَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ Dear respective brothers and sisters, there is a worship, there is an ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made legislated for us. An ibadah that is wajib upon us to establish, to try and practice as much as possible due to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all ordered us to do this. He says in the Quran, بَلِ اللَّهُ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ Worship your Lord and be from those that are thankful. He says in another ayah as well, وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ Be thankful to Him. And then He says in another ayah, فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Remember me and I will remember you. And thank me and do not be from those that are ungrateful. This practice or this worship, which is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look from the start of time, from the time we were born, all the way to this time, and all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us, endless and bounties and ni'am, blessings that we are not able to count, that we are not able to enumerate. That even if we was to sit down and think about the stuff that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us, we wouldn't be able to think about all these stuff. We wouldn't be able to write it down or bring to mind all the things, all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا And if you was to now count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to. He said in another ayah, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ And He has given you every single thing that you have asked Him. And then He mentions in another ayah, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا And do you not see all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? ظَاهِرَ وَبَاطِنَ Those of those that are inward and likewise outward. So the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings, the ni'am upon us is many. So much that we can't even ever think about and bring to mind. If we look at the way the messengers and the prophets they was, they used to be slaves that were very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were people that we have to take as an example. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا He was a very thankful slave. صِيغَةٌ مُبَالَغَةٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتَةً وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ He was a person that used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings. And other than him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Sulaiman. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him to be from those that are thankful to him. And then you have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all his past and future sins. He would stand that night until his feet became so red. Aisha would say to him, why do you do this to yourself, Ya Rasulullah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgave your past sins and also your future sins. And then he replies back to her and he says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave? This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose past sins and future sins were forgiven. Let alone us. When is the last time that we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the things that He has given us? But it's very, very sorry to say that those that thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ أو وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. For indeed your Lord is someone that possesses fadl, but most people, they don't thank Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And few in number are those that thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few in number. The majority of the people, they don't thank Him. You ask yourself now, when is the last time you sat down or you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to what He gave you? It's very important that we know. From the food that we eat, we have 3-4 meals a day. From the water that we drink, how many times in a day do we drink water? People at this time, in many countries, they don't even have a drop of water that they can drink. We tend to forget about these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave us. These small things that we see every day, or that we have every day, that might be very, very small to us, but we tend to forget. Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the job that He gave us, or the money that He gives us on a monthly basis? That we go and we pick up, we might do a few actions on a daily basis, and then we pick up a large amount of money at the end of the month. Do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to this? How many people are out of work? It is very, very hard. I was without a job for maybe more than a year. It is very, very difficult. Person's situation might become very difficult. That he hasn't got a job or he doesn't get money. And in some countries, they don't even have something that we call at the very moment, something called benefits. That they pick up money without even working for it. They might leave the morning and don't come back till the evening and they pick up a few pounds. Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties that we have at the very moment, like our jobs? I know people, they're trying day and night to get a job. Even if it is 30, 40 pounds a day, which is lower than the minimum wage that most of us we get. Even from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken you out of the wombs of your mother, not knowing anything. Who from us knew something when he came out of the belly of his mother? We did not know nothing. Now some of us, we have degrees, some of us, we might have finished the Qur'an, some of us might have learned a bit of hadith. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. He has given you hearing and also seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you sight and also hearts, so that you may be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These little things we never even think about or it never crosses our minds. How many people do we see? He doesn't hear, or he's blind, or he can't speak. Summun bukmun umyun. But at the same time, this individual now that can't hear or that can't see, he's just hoping, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him sight or to make him hear. And most of us sitting in this masjid today, we have these things. But this individual, he's begging, he's just hoping to have something that you have. He prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. He's in mashaqqa, he's in hardship. And he's going through all sorts of trouble due to the situation that he's in. And at the same time, we are unthankful. That's the worst thing about it. We use the ear, we use the sight, and we use all our other jawarih, body parts, in the wrong way. We might go listen to music, or we might go and look at bad things. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the hearing and took away the sight that you have today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ. The general meaning of the ayah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, he would have removed your hearing. بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He would have removed your hearing, and also he would have removed their sight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able of all things. These blessings that we don't see as blessings, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away from us one by one. And then how our situation would be. Just take a few moments to think about you being blind, or not having sight, or not having hearing, or not having an arm, or not being able to walk. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away these things. So the next time when we're doing something bad, with our eyes, with our hearing, or we are going to a place where this fawahish is taking place, it's upon us to remember, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away these blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed unasun. Why? Because they weren't thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that read Surah Al-Saba, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Saba. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٌ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَعَنْ شِمَالٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us they had gardens on their left and likewise on their right. He said to them, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ. Eat from the provision of your Lord. He just said to them, كُلُوا وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. And be thankful to Him. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرْضِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were ungrateful to Him, and because they turned away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed what they had from the blessings into gardens that has absolutely nothing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done or did to those that were ungrateful to Him. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورُ. That was the reckoning of those who were ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, مَا يَفْعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala torment you or punish you if you were thankful to Him? That thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a cause that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish you. Rather, the one that's gaining benefit is us, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not in need of us. He tells us that if you thank me, I will increase you. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Thank me and I will increase you. You're the one that's gaining and you're the one that's profiting. نِعْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ شَكَرْ. A bounty from us, and we will reward the one that is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reward of the one that goes and thanks Him. You're the one that's gaining. You're the one that's profiting. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know an individual now that was waiting for the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a job. So why? He can go and thank Him. Because he knows that that ayah says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't fail in His promise, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. That if He thanks Him in that blessing that He gives him, that He might give him a bigger blessing. He might end up getting a better job. So he's waiting for the opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a job so that he can go and thank Him. And we can only judge from that which is apparent. From that which was apparent, that this individual was a person that used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time when he got the job, he was a person that started thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was a job that obviously a lot of us might see to be a very bad job. You're not earning much. This individual never had shahadat, minimum wage. But what happened after that? Soon after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed what he had into double that which he was getting. And I see this due to the fact that this person was the one that used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So ya akhwani fillah, we have an example in how the prophets, the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. An individual that was granted Jannah, all his past sins and future sins were forgiven. He is standing up in the night, his feet are going red, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the things that He gave him. And he would say, shall I not be a thankful slave? Imagine how our situation should be. Day and night, we sin. There's no harm in sinning, but this is something that happens. Inna bani Adam khata'. Wa khayru khata'ina tawabun. Bani Adam, he makes mistakes. But that which is upon him to do is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. There has to be that connection between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. And we don't have this connection between us and Allah Azza wa Jal, that we don't go back to Him. What is our connection with Allah Azza wa Jal? How do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal?
والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear respective brothers and sisters, firstly we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that are thankful, who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis for every single thing that He gives us, to give us the tawfiq to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that He gives us. So how does a person thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? There's a hadith that says that whoever has been bestowed with a ni'mah, with a bounty, then let him prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thanks due to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And also that which pertains in the same issue, or that is related to the same issue, that a person stays away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and he does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him to do. Just like Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned in his book, Madarij al-Salikin. So by you being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing the things that He told you to do, and to stay away from the things that He told you to stay away from, is a way of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what He has given you, and that which He has bestowed upon you. Another issue that is very widespread on the news at the very moment, and that is bringing confusion to the people, and they have a wrong understanding whether this is correct or not. That which is related to burning a person. Because there's some shubahat going around now, the permissibility to go and burn a person. So, I would just like to mention what some of the ulama they say, and also what some of the muhaddithin they said, and also some of the ahadith of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding burning a person. And is it permissible to do this? There came a hadith in al-Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to two people that if you find these two people from Quraysh, then burn them. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to them and he said, do not do what I told you to do. لا يعذب بالنار إلا رب النار. He said to them, none punishes the people with the fire except the Lord of the fire. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say and say after when he told them to do this? He told them, don't do this. Why? Because this is something that is specific for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which takes place on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And at the same time, you have the muhaddithin like Imam al-Nisari and also Imam al-Bayhaqi who chapted in their books, in their collection of books of hadith, Bab al-Nahi an ihraq al-Mushrikeen fi al-Isaa' or عند القدرة عليهم. And each one of them had a similar meaning to what they said. So what do we understand from the hadith? That is not even permissible for a non-Muslim to be burnt, let alone a Muslim. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people. And also that which is related to the same issue, you find that some might use as proof that which Ali radiallahu anhu did to some of those that came and started worshipping him. Or they started ascribing to him affairs of rububiyyah. They started saying to him, Anta al-Razzaq, wa anta kada, wa anta kada. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he did to them what he did. Why? Because they started worshipping him and he started attacking them with fire. So Ibn Abbas rahmatullahi alayhi was told about this, about this issue. He said to them that if I was in the same scenario, I wouldn't have done this. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, none can punish with a fire because except the Lord of the fire. And we all know in Usul Fiqh that if two Sahabis have differed in an issue, that this is not Hujjah. The only thing that we can use as proof is that which is in the Quran and the Sunnah, وَمَا أَجْمَعُوا عَلَيْهِ, and that which is called al-ijma', the consensus. And sometimes when there's a khilaf or when there's an inkar from one of the Sahaba against another Sahabi, and he could be from the greatest of the Sahaba, as long as that disapprovement is there, then this is not a plea and it is not a hujjah. As this is very well known in the books of Usul al-Fiqh. So we have in this scenario that Ibn Abbas disapproved of Ali radiallahu anhu in what he did. So what normally happens when this happens, that you take it back to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And we have excuses for the Sahaba. It is incorrect to say that this Sahabi is this, or he is that, or he did this, and because of this he's that. You have good thought for the Sahaba. Because there were so many ahadith, Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in his Fath al-Bari that some narrations might not have reached the other Sahaba due to him being somewhere else. And the one that heard it or seen a particular issue, Muthbitun muqaddimun ala nafi. The one that seen it and affirmed it takes place, takes precedence over the one that negates the issue. Why? Because he has extra knowledge and he heard maybe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practice this. So the whole conclusion is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this act in regards to a mushrik, let alone a Muslim being burnt alive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and to make us from those that practice the religion upon the way of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, and make us from those who are shakirin, who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember His bounty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wa bihamdik.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.